Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Hi, and welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm your host, Kathy Orman. Today, we will discuss the topic, is stress making me fat? Specifically, we're going to investigate stress and the body's hormone levels. We're also going to talk about cortisol and its effects on the body. And you will take away 6 stress busters that you can use starting right now. So let's dive into it. We all have loads of stress these days. There's no question about that. There's so much stress that it's practically at epidemic proportions. Did you know that between 80 and 90% of doctor's visits are stress-related? That is a staggering statistic. That's a huge amount of stress that we're dealing with and going to the medical system about. But the fact is that stress is really unavoidable. Some stress is healthy for us, but excessive stress can cause all sorts of health issues. And that's what we're dealing with, is excessive stress. There are many damaging mental and emotional effects of stress, like anger, irritability, anxiety, sadness and depression, feeling powerless, feeling total overwhelm in our life, and difficulty with memory and concentration. And on top of those mental and emotional effects of stress, we have innumerable physical effects of stress that are detrimental. And we're talking here about high blood pressure, heart issues, respiratory issues, digestive issues, sleep issues, oxidative stress, and damage to the immune system, and of course, weight gain. Clearly, stress is causing many health issues for us. But by adopting some stress-busting techniques, you can gain the upper hand on stress and move forward in a healthy, positive, and productive manner. And we'll talk about some stress busters a little bit later in the program. So today, we're actually going to focus on just one of the negative physical effects of stress, weight gain. This is an important topic because we've been told for so many years that weight gain is a simple matter of calories in versus calories out. That may seem like a reasonable and simple explanation for weight gain, but modern medical and scientific research is proving that the whole weight gain and obesity issue is much more complex than that. In our society, it seems like there is a correlation between stress and obesity. As the stress level increases, so does the overweight and obesity level. So let's look at the connection between stress and weight gain. It's a relatively new area of research, and it gives us a different perspective on how the body reacts to everyday stress. It also gives us a different view of what contributes to weight gain. Stress plays a big part in the body's hormone levels, which in turn has an effect on weight gain. You're probably wondering how that works. Well, it has to do with our body's stress response system and how certain chemicals and hormones within our body are released when we experience stress. First, we need to understand the body's stress response sequence, which causes those certain hormones to be released. So here's how it goes. When we experience a stressor, the body reacts as if there is a physical threat, such as being under attack, maybe being chased by a bear or a cougar, something like that. And when that happens, a small gland in the base of the brain called the hypothalamus gland is stimulated and it does two things. First off, the hypothalamus gland sets off a chain reaction of nerve impulses or signals, like an alarm system, in response to that stress. The second thing the hypothalamus gland does is it transmits messages to the part of the brain that governs mood, fear, and motivation. Nerve impulses and hormone signals tell the adrenal glands to start producing two hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. Adrenaline, which is also called epinephrine, draws on the body's stored energy resources and prepares the body for fight or flight. Adrenaline also increases the blood flow, it increases metabolism, and it increases our breathing rate. It literally prepares the muscles for exertion. Cortisol is the principal stress hormone. It increases glucose or sugar in the bloodstream, and it boosts the brain's use of that glucose. Cortisol causes a surge of substances that repair the body's tissues, and it restricts the body's non-essential functions that might get in the way during that fight or flight mode. And that includes the immune system response, it includes digestion, reproduction, and normal growth. So we've got a bunch of things that are being repressed. And cortisol also tells your body to replenish the energy that's used during the perceived attack or stressful event. So once the perceived danger or stress is over, everything calms down. Hormone levels gradually reduce and the body's systems return to normal functioning. So that's how the whole scenario goes. But how is this stress response scenario linked to weight gain? Well, when a person is under continuous stress, the body remains on high alert, which means the body remains in that fight or flight mode. And the stress hormones are continuously being produced. So that means that excess cortisol is continuously in the system. And excess cortisol seems to be the culprit when it comes to weight gain. So here are six ways that cortisol affects your weight. The first way is that cortisol causes stress eating. High cortisol levels can cause hunger, because cortisol signals the body to replace the energy that's used while in the fight or flight mode. When we're hungry during stressful times, we automatically reach for comfort food, which is often high in unhealthy fat, it's high in salt, and quite often high in sugar. These foods actually stimulate the release of chemicals in the brain, which reduce the stress. And it's very easy for us to become addicted to the foods that release these soothing chemicals within our brain. So our body actually can be addicted to this cause of cortisol here. The second way that cortisol affects your weight is that it affects your muscle mass. According to Dr. Sean Talbot, who is the author of Cortisol Connection, as we age, our bodies produce less testosterone, which is a muscle-building hormone. Excess cortisol actually causes the testosterone level to decrease faster than normal. The net effect on our body is that we lose muscle mass and burn fewer calories. So that's number two, cortisol and muscle mass. Number three, cortisol affects visceral fat. Now, visceral fat is a type of fat that surrounds our vital organs. Cortisol actually promotes fat storage, particularly the visceral fat. And this is a very unhealthy situation because it can actually impair liver function. It can raise cholesterol and insulin levels by increasing the fatty acids in the bloodstream. Visceral fat increases the risk for insulin resistance, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. So that's number three, cortisol affects visceral fat. The, The fourth way that cortisol affects your weight is that cortisol increases insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Research has shown that high levels of cortisol cause blood sugar levels to spike. That results in a roller coaster effect and excessive production of insulin. So what happens is that the body is forced to produce excess insulin to deal with the high blood sugar. Then the sugar is successfully moved out of the blood, and from that point, the blood sugar level starts to drop. But when it drops, it goes too low, and it causes a crash or low blood sugar. And then from that point, we get negative effects starting to happen. We get hunger, we get jitters, we have brain fog, lack of concentration, headaches, irritability, and of course, sugar and carb cravings. So in order to feel better from all these negative effects, we reach for food. And that's usually sugary food, junk food, or refined carbs. When unhealthy food is eaten, or more stress happens, it produces more cortisol, and then the roller coaster effect starts all over again. So that's how cortisol affects our blood sugar and our insulin level. Number five, cortisol is affected by weight loss diets. So research has shown that constantly being on weight loss diets can increase cortisol levels by as much as 18%. That's actually pretty big number, 18%. So a healthy whole foods lifestyle is a much better alternative than being on diet after diet after diet. So the sixth way that cortisol affects your weight is that cortisol is actually affected by caffeine. It seems as though stress and caffeine are not a good combination. Consuming caffeine can actually add more cortisol to your system over and above the cortisol that's produced from stress. So those are the six ways that cortisol can actually affect your weight. We're going to take a break right now and have a word from our sponsor. When we come back, I will tell you about six stress busters that you can use starting right now. So stay with us. Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Tenacious Living. Choose your adventure. 29 ways to build inner strength and success. This book is an inspiration and will motivate you to look at the challenges in your life in a new way. Enter the lives of others and find the inspiration to transform your life today. The authors who have shared their stories of overcoming adversity. Visit chooseyouradventure.com/meet-the-co-authors.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about stress and the body's hormone levels. And we also talked about cortisol and the effects that it has on the body, particularly on our weight. So now we've come to the most exciting part of the program, six stress busters that you can use starting right now. But right before we get into the stress busters, I want to tell you that I would love to hear from you, the listeners. In the Sugar Talk and More programs, there's lots of information, tips, and steps that you can use to lose weight, to look good, feel great, and to avoid common chronic illnesses and live a healthy and energetic lifestyle. So I would love to hear back from you. Let's start a conversation. What have you tried? How has it worked for you? What are your thoughts? What health issues are your biggest concerns? How have the Sugar Talk and More programs helped you? I invite you to email me at info@kathyormon.com. That's info@kathyormon.com. In the subject line, please type Sugar Talk and More, so it will grab my attention right away. I will make every effort to respond to your email in a timely manner. So let's get back to the 6 stress busters that you can use starting right now. No doubt there are many more stress busters than 6, but we simply don't have time to cover my whole list of stress busters. So I've narrowed the list down to 6 really important ones. We're going to do the countdown, starting with stress buster number 6, and we're going to work our way to stress buster number 1, which is the most important one. So here's stress buster number 6. If you got your pen and paper handy, you might want to jot these down. Number 6, spend time with your pet or pets. Now, this might not seem like an important stress buster, but there's really been some interesting studies done on this. Recent scientific studies have shown that there are therapeutic effects of spending time with your pet, and it can actually have a greater calming effect than spending time with friends or family. That's a pretty amazing statistic. So pets do seem to have a soothing effect and can potentially help with stress and stress management. So that's number 6, spend time with your pet. Stress buster number 5, look for the humorous side. So having a sense of humor and being able to laugh can help you deal with stress. Laughter has been proven to have positive physical effects because it actually stimulates the release of endorphins, the feel-good chemicals in our brain. Laughter can actually be similar to a release valve to reduce stress, and it can help you to gain a different perspective on an issue or a stressful situation. Sometimes when you have a different perspective, you can find a solution from a different frame of mind. So that's number 5, look for the humorous side. Stress buster number 4, reduce the caffeine intake. Caffeine adds to the high cortisol levels that stress produces. And the high cortisol levels can also lead to binge eating, which perpetuates stress, and it can wreak havoc with your body weight. While it may not be super easy to eliminate caffeine altogether, finding ways to reduce your daily caffeine intake would help. So what you could do is substitute herbal teas or alternate one glass of water and one cup of coffee. Or maybe just simply limit yourself to one cup of coffee per day. But one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to substitute carbonated beverages or commercial iced teas for coffee. Most of these beverages contain caffeine, and they're generally loaded with unhealthy chemicals and sugar. So you really want to stay away from those things. So that's number 4, reduce your caffeine intake. Stress buster number 3, get enough sleep. Sleep is considered to be a powerful antidote to stress. The lack of sleep can increase stress, and it can also increase a hunger-boosting hormone called ghrelin. Fortunately, this situation is totally reversible by having a few nights of good, healthy sleep, and that will go a long way towards restoring your body's balance. When you regularly get enough sleep, you feel more relaxed and more confident in everything you do. So that's stress buster number 3, sleep. Stress buster number 2, exercise. It's a great stress reliever. Dr. Sean Talbot tells us that exercise flushes the cortisol out of your system. And it does this because it causes the blood to circulate more quickly, which moves the cortisol to your kidneys and flushes it out of your body. One study found that walking for 18 minutes 3 times per week reduced the cortisol level by as much as 15%. Now, maybe it doesn't sound like a lot, but actually I think it is quite a bit, 15%. So what you want to do is find the type of exercise that works best for you, whether it's walking, jogging, cycling, maybe it's swimming, or maybe it's going to the gym, whatever works for you. But consistent exercise is the key here. 3 times per week is recommended for stress relief and optimal health. And there's lots of other areas of your health that will benefit, including weight control, blood sugar balancing, and cardiovascular health. Your body's cells are the basis of your health, and regular exercise brings oxygen and nutrients to all your cells. So that's stress buster number 2, exercise. Here we are down to the wire, stress buster number 1, the most important one, nutrition. It's really, really important. There are certain vitamins and minerals that can help reduce stress in the body. Those are vitamin C, calcium, B vitamins, and magnesium. Being deficient in these vitamins can actually cause the body physical stress. Whole foods provide the very best nutritional impact. So I've listed some foods here that contain these nutrients. So you might want to jot these ones down. So vitamin C, you can find that abundantly in berries, particularly blueberries, in sweet potatoes, in citrus fruits, kiwi, strawberries, and tomatoes. Calcium is available in cruciferous vegetables. Now, cruciferous vegetables, that's actually a fairly big family of vegetables. That includes broccoli, kale, cabbage, bok choy, and Brussels sprouts. All those vegetables are classified as cruciferous vegetables. Calcium is also available in dairy products, although there's some controversy about whether that's the very best source. It's also available in sardines, in white beans, in red beans, pinto beans, figs, and oranges. When you're wanting to have more B vitamins, those are available in meat, in fish, poultry, in lentils, in chickpeas, eggs, some dairy products, leafy green vegetables, avocados, and asparagus. Now, I do want to mention that there's one B vitamin that is not available in plant sources, and that's vitamin B12. So if you're vegetarian, you may want to make sure that you are getting B12 from a supplement source. B12 is actually available in meat, and I believe it's available in eggs. But if you're vegan, then you won't be getting it from those sources. So that's one thing to consider. B12 is really important because it is a nerve vitamin. Very important. Okay, magnesium. Magnesium is available in whole grains, in brown rice, in oat bran, mackerel, spinach, Swiss chard, almonds, peanuts, hazelnuts, bananas, lima beans, and blackstrap molasses. So that's stress buster number 1, good nutrition. I encourage you to have a look at these 6 stress busters and consider implementing some of them into your life. Again, those 6 are: spend time with your pet, incorporate some laughter into your life, reduce your caffeine intake, get enough good quality sleep, add exercise to your lifestyle, get plenty of good nutrition, which can be found in whole foods. If stress is something that's been getting in your way or causing you to gain weight, and you're wanting some support and guidance about how to deal with it, working with a health coach might be exactly the answer you're looking for. I work with people just like you every day in individual coaching and in group coaching. My clients are empowered to reduce stress by making healthy, sustainable changes in their nutrition and their lifestyle, which gives them more energy and better health. If you're wanting less stress, less weight, more energy, and to look great, call me to book your free health coaching session. You can go to my website, and there's a link on there, www.kathyormon.com. That's www.kathyormon.com. Or you can call me at 403 253-4452. And don't forget, I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know how the information and tips from Sugar Talk and More is working for you in your life. What positive effects are you noticing in your life? What health issues cause you concern? Email me at info@kathyorman.com and be sure to mark the subject line Sugar Talk and More. I will make every effort to respond to your email in a timely manner. That's our program for today. Next week, the topic will be emotions that can drive you to eat. Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous and healthy week. Bye.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.